All right, thank you so much. So I called the provider. I didn't get no answer. But when I look on the ticket here, what time is it where you're located at?
It's 8:54.
Okay, so they're on the same central time. When she dispatched this ticket, it says it was 7:55 when he accepted it. So we're going by that time, which is 30
it's
minutes.
An hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 7:55 is when they started the ticket, okay? That's like
okay.
5 or 10 minutes ago where she just got a provider. Now, if we cancel, you know, it could be even longer, but I caught them. They didn't – usually if they're not going to do it, they'll call us and say we canceled, and they didn't do that. So they could be en route, but they do have the 30 minutes, and they just dispatched us to the provider at 7:55. A.M. this morning. Yep, Super B Towing accepted it at 7:55, which means she just dispatched this out. Now, you might have called a little earlier, but it didn't get accepted until 7:55.
Oh, wow.
Because, see, we have to call the providers, and once we call the providers, they tell us yes. If that provider says yes, then we go by their time and what they give us. So you can call 30 minutes ago, and we may take us 30 minutes to get the provider. You see what I'm saying? So they still have time to get over there to you.
Okay. So can I ask you what time is it there where you are?
Okay, so it's Central Time, which is 7:55 Central Time. And from the ticket, it's showing 7:52 when they edit it. That's when you called in. It has here August the 1st, 2020 at 7:52 a.m. for tow or requested. In Tuttsville, Florida, 3755 Cheney Highway. Okay, so that's what time you called in here. So we on the same time, it looks like.
I've been calling since 1:28 this morning.
Right. Now, yeah, with that, I do apologize. I might have been real busy or if they was working on a ticket. Sometimes mm-hmm. at night, you know, we can't. Sometimes the providers, they don't answer or they're on police calls or they have no drivers. It's just different reasons that they tell us because we're just the dispatcher. And so basically
okay.
our job is to keep going down a list until someone says yes.
Okay.
So it could be lengthy. It could be 2 hours. It could be, you know, we try not to make it be 3 hours, but sometimes it'd be lengthy trying to find the providers because they're the ones that actually does the job.
Yes, ma'am. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, I
know. 1:28 to 8:57.
Yeah.
This morning, I've been sitting out here.
Yeah, but unless they gave you another new ticket, this ticket looks like it's just been performed early this morning at 7:56, according to here.
I'm probably on a recorded call about six times throughout the night.
Really? Let me look and see if I can pull anything out. So give me 1 second. Let me go by your phone number. Because according to this ticket, let me see. And I do apologize that, you know, sometimes it'd be, I'd be feeling so bad because I know how it is, you know. And I'd be trying to get them provided, especially the ladies and children, you know what I mean, versus the men,
yes,
you know. So I have a daughter.
I'm
looking it up.
That.
Yeah, because I'd be serious about this. Okay, so, yeah, 2:08 a.m. you called. And so they voided that out. Let me look at that ticket and see what happened here. Okay, so there was no answer. Why did they make you a whole new ticket? Okay,
then I called back.
Okay,
yeah.
What did they say? So it's a customer call for an update on the phone. So they said that you had to be responsible for the fuel, and then.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, right. So they were when they were supposed
okay,
to come,
they
never show up. Right. They never show up.
They called us and said that the provider said that they weren't able to locate the customer.
They never called me and said they was able. They was able to locate me. I'm right here.
They put in there. That was at 7:28:58 a.m. this morning. Wow.
Oh, right. So if that means, so from 2 o'clock to 7:28 this morning, you wasn't able to locate me. They wasn't able to locate me.
Yeah, that's what they called in and said on the other ticket. So they voided this ticket out, and that's why you have a new ticket, which is here, what I'm on, that they just dispatched. Yes, so they should be there shortly. Super B Towing. Let me make sure. Let me see what other towing was this one. Okay, so now they said they're going to come out. So let me see some of that. Yeah, she just patched the sound. So they said they're coming out there.
Okay.
So if they don't come, if you don't see that they come in, then I would just call us back and let us be dispatched. But according to the notes and everything, they said that they were coming. Okay? I do apologize for the inconvenience. I do also want to say thank you so much for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance. You be safe. Do you have the number and the text messages from them as well?
No, I don't have the text messages because they were supposed to call me back.
Okay, I'm going to send you it, and I guess you could wait. I'm going to send it. It still says Super B Towing, so I'm going to send that to you, and you can call them as well. If I wait about another 15, 20 minutes, if you don't hear from them, then you can call us. We can cancel it, and we could be able to look for another provider. It'll be quicker because it's daytime and it's Monday, so it wouldn't be like a long, lengthy wait. You know what I'm saying? Like last night because, you know, everybody's up and running. It's Monday. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Once again, thank you so much for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance. You and your family, y'all be safe. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
It's my pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.